The dangers e-cigarettes pose to young people are not fully known. But deaths and hospital visits due to vaping are raising concerns among parents and health experts, even as e-cigarette usage grows among younger and younger children. WAER's Chris Bolt reports on a new way to open the eyes of youth to the potential dangers.
All right, so this is what I'm putting in the hands. Okay, so is this your hand?
Oh, this
that's your hand.
Okay. Students at Maggie Barrett's 7th grade science class at West Genesee Middle School are setting up an experiment to look at cells through a microscope.
And now you want the cells. So you have the TRAS, and these are the tetrahymena.
Tetrahymena are single-celled organisms often used to test and mimic impacts of something on human cells. Cornell University's Dr. Donna Cassidy Hanley is senior research associate, and she developed the experiment for the Advancing Secondary Science Education through Tetrahymena program.
And we send them the recondensed vape solution, and we have them add it to the cells at a level that we know will have an effect. It's basically the equivalent of 2 to 4 puffs on an e-cigarette.
We looked at tetrahymena without anything added. And then we looked at tetrahymena, in which we added small e-vapor condensate. And we'll see if anything has changed.
Are we drying it?
Yeah, we can.
So Barrett's students set up the experiment themselves, and they could see if the vapor, recondensed after being vaped to simulate smoking it, was having any effect on the single-cell organism.
Can't see what it looks like after a while.
Okay.
Cornell's Cassidy Hanley helped design the experiment initially to see impacts on cells from smoking and drinking alcohol. Now vaping is on the rise, and so are concerns about health impacts.
For example, the e-cigarettes are not required to tell you what all their ingredients are. They can label their liquids, quote, flavorants. And flavorants can be almost anything they want them to be that'll give flavor to their product. And so the kids see flavorants and they think, oh, that's stuff you put in food. Must be safe.
And students don't know what they're getting into. An NIH survey, for example, found 3/4 of high school sophomores didn't know there was nicotine in many e-vapors. As preparation for this experiment, students Devin Dantuono and Lorelei Laskowski learned about some of the potential dangers.
So first of all, in the e-vapor, so you have no clue where this comes from because the vapor can be made in any country that like doesn't have health laws. So there are like traces of the chemical formaldehyde and like sometimes little pieces of metal in the vape juice, which can definitely cause problems.
And there's this thing called tar that will get stuck in your chest as you continue to do it because of the nicotine in it. Will start to affect how fast you start breathing and like how
and
your heart rate goes.
You get addicted to it.
Like that. Yep, right there. Oh my gosh. It's just moving around really slowly in the liquid. Do you want to look at it from time?
Oh my god, that's so cool.
The 8 or so student teams came away from their microscopes, cleaned off their slides, jotted down their notes, and shared what they'd found.
Ours started first, it was really fast, and then once we added the vapor, it started going slower, and they also started kind of like throbbing. They started changing
shape.
Yeah.
And they're still moving around a little bit, but as the 5 minutes passed, some literally stopped moving, and some they actually split apart and died.
Okay, you saw them burst. Okay.
Science teacher Maggie Barrett agrees this kind of hands-on learning makes a much greater impression than anything from a book or lecture.
That's the great thing about middle school science. There's a lot of aha moments, and I think they were surprised. They also have had some misconceptions. Some didn't realize that the vapor isn't just water.
And then the idea that they are getting to organize an experiment using these living cells is something that most kids really enjoy. And then seeing that there's a direct effect on these cells generally has an impact. You know, the kids are seeing these cells swimming around, then all of a sudden they sink to the bottom of the drop and they don't move anymore. That's a pretty impressive reaction for adding a little drop of liquid to some living organisms.
Cassidy Hanley knows the one-time lesson can have only so much impact, but thinks the unique approach is worth it.
The hope is that that we can reach at least some kids who maybe have heard their teachers and their parents and everybody else say vaping is bad for you and have just said, yeah, but my peers are all doing it and peer pressure is stronger than you are saying no. Whereas if they can do something with their hands and actually see this effect, hopefully we can reach a few more. I mean, it's not going to be perfect. It's not going to affect everybody and not going to make every kid change their mind. I know that. But if we can reach a few, that would be great.
Hands-on learning is great, and it's always more meaningful if it's something they're doing. They acted like real scientists today. They used tools of the scientists, the microscope, micropipettes, which prior to this lab we have never used. And they learned, I think there were a lot of takeaways. They also collaborated and built 21st century skills.
The vaping experiment is available to other schools. Cassidy Hanley and Cornell's ASSET program will send the single-cell organisms and the e-cigarette vapor for the experiments, as well as test tubes, microscopes, and slides, whatever a school needs based on the resources they already have. In 2019, 28% of teens and 11% of middle schoolers say they used e-cigarettes in the past 30 days. The unique learning opportunity is a response to that CDC information that also showed 48 deaths and more than 2,200 hospitalizations last year from vaping. Chris Bolt, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.